We are talking with LCCC head coach Jason Ficca. We're going to move on to our next opponent, which is we play them one at a time. And it's never an easy afternoon in Region 9 North play as we move on from Western Wyoming to take on the Gillette Pronghorns. And again, Pronghorns had Sheridan College last night. This is a squad that's, you know, from what I'm looking at and looking at the stats, a pretty athletic bunch that you're going to be facing here on Saturday.
Yeah, they have some really effective scorers. I think one kid had 38 for them last night. I started looking at them statistically a little bit today. I haven't watched video yet. It's odd to see Gillette at the bottom of the standings. They're usually not only at the top of the standings, somewhere in the top 20 at this time of the year. I think they have a roster literally full of all freshmen. So they're similar to us in that regard. They're undergoing some growing pains with freshmen, but talented. I've seen them a little on video, scouting other opponents, and then seeing some statistics. Looks like they can score, definitely. So it'll be a challenge for us to drive up there. We'll drive up in the morning, play that afternoon. That's challenging.
Do you worry, especially where you talk about Gillette seeing them down there in the at least bottom with Region 9 North, but is that a game or a team you worry about, or at least try to convince your players of saying, hey, this, let's not make it that trap game, so to speak. Let's respect them even though they are kind of well below us.
Yeah, I don't think I will have any trouble getting our guys to respect them. We're not in that position, to overlook anybody, and I don't think our guys will do that. Definitely not. There's a lot of talent there. It'll be easy for our guys to see when we show them video that there's talent, that we've got to go in there and do good work. And me, I'm certainly not overlooking them. Gillette is I've not beaten Gillette. So we haven't played them in a few years here, but I want to say as a head coach, I'm 0-6 or 0-7 or something like that against Gillette. So I'm not overlooking them at all. That's for certain.
You know, as we check into the conference matchup tomorrow, 2-3, and again, what you've told me in the past, got a whole home court. Unfortunately, we had a couple of setbacks, but here's one of those games on the road that, again, I hate to use the word must, but these are the point games that you got to have.
Yeah, we've got to go on the road and earn that point back that we lost in those two games at home, and this is, we're not going to get a whole lot better opportunity. So it's a very important win, and I think our guys in the right frame of mind. We met earlier today, and they understand the opportunity. We talked about the opportunity we have, and I expect we'll be mentally ready. It's kind of how can we handle the physical, getting off the bus and playing. We've got some of our guys don't travel well. David Applegren, a big, tall guy like that, folded up in a bus for a few hours. It's hard for him to get off the bus and be ready to go in basically the 90 minutes or so that we have once we get off the bus. So we got to really, really be mentally strong and hope that the physical comes along with us tomorrow.
And kind of going off of that, Coach, kind of almost a tongue-in-cheek question here, but again, as you talk with David Applegren, he has a little difficult time at least transitioning off the bus or dealing with those long road trips, again, being folded up, again, a seven-footer in those tight little charter buses. But, I mean, how do you prepare your players then? Because coming up here, obviously, this weekend, next week, the long trip up to Powell to see Northwest. Again, February is loaded with a lot of these long road trips across the great state of Wyoming. I mean, is there any way or any preparation to get these guys kind of focused or at least get them away from that road trip kind of lifestyle?
You know, a lot of that falls on Megan, our trainer. She, and David's really good at doing, cold tub work and rolling out, stretching out. He's really good about that. So some of this, being physically ready to go stuff falls on David to continue his routines, and Megan always has good advice for these guys as far as recovery and things to eat and things to drink. So I leave those aspects up to those guys, those people, and I focus on the tactical, the motivational, and I'm no expert at being the physical ready part. So it's a team effort. Getting these guys ready to play is a team effort, and I think we have a good team working on it.
You know, one thing you said, Coach, about the mental preparation, and again, you know, for a couple of games, your seven players, and especially your starting five, knowing that they were going to have to log a lot of minutes, and, you know, these guys like to play basketball. They wouldn't be at LCCC if they didn't like playing basketball, but 40 minutes is a grind, wear and tear, and they're facing all these up-and-down type teams. But just knowing that Kyle and Courtney were going to be back last night, I would venture to say that team last night going on the floor and just doing pregame warm-ups had to be a lot more relaxed than the last couple of games.
Yeah, I think that was a huge factor in our the way we came out, the way we played, that hey, there's some backup. We talked about it playing Sheridan last weekend, that hey, they have margin for error. They have guys that, hey, if I'm not on tonight, we have more players that can be on. Well, you know, last week or two, and really going back to Kyle's injury, we haven't had a lot of margin for error. Everybody that played had to be razor sharpened at the top of their game. And Kyle getting healthy and Courtney getting over his illness, I think it gave everybody the knowledge that, hey, if I'm not getting it done, there's somebody else that can go, and I'll get some rest. It was huge. It was the biggest factor, I think, in that first half performance was the health of our team.
So, you know, again, we go back to numerous conversations that we've had about, hey, this team's going to have to, you know, I worry about February leading into March. This is where the team needs to be at its best. I would still say, obviously, and I think you'll agree with me, we're still in the growing portion of this program, right?
Yeah. There's still some. Yeah, we're not a finished product, I don't think. But you know, realistically, in the last three games, we've we've won one of them. We played four good halves. Four halves are pretty good, and only gotten one win out of it. So. I think I really believe with the health factor coming back and a little bit more depth, I think we can get some consistency of play out of some players, and we're poised to make a little bit of a run here.
All right, Coach. Well, we want to thank you so much for joining us on our Coach's Show. We are looking forward to catching up with you Saturday afternoon, and we will talk to you in the Razor City.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. Jason Ficka joining.